All right, we're here, and of course, trying to get one and two together with our guest this morning, who is already standing by to join us, Mr. Kachanunju, who is an economist and, of course, the Director General of the Heritage Center in Abuja. He's our guest this morning on the Crossfire. Once again, you're welcome. My name is Kofi Bartels. It's a wet, rainy Monday morning right here in the city of Lagos. And I don't know where you are listening to us from, but what's the weather like where you are? We hear of some talk and suspicion that the United States of America is planning and, has an intention to site the military bases in Nigeria. We want to take thoughts of our guest, who is a very experienced foreign affairs analyst on the program this morning. Apart from that, he's also an economist. He's Dr. Kachanunju. He's a public affairs analyst, an economist, an author, a historian, a public intellectual, distinguished scholar, and the Director General of the Heritage Center. And he joins us via video link this morning. We're streaming live on YouTube. We're also streaming live on Facebook as well. Please head on to our Facebook page, Central Nigeria Space Info Space 99.3. Nigeria Space Info Space 99.3. All right, that's very important. And of course, you can type in your browser, Nigeria Info, facebook.com/ Nigeria Info FM. You'll still find us there. And on YouTube, please search for Nigeria Info FM. It's a verified account on YouTube, so you will see a tick there. While you're on YouTube, kindly subscribe to our YouTube channel because we have a lot of content there for you. So please subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on X and, of course, on Facebook. For those who are on X, sorry, we can't stream for you at this point, but you can comment on the post that we put up there. All right. Asking a very simple question. Should Nigeria serve as a host to United States and French military bases? We all know what's going on in Niger, where they had a military base, their Sahelian military base. This was meant to fight terrorism and stop the onslaught of the terror groups from the Sahel down south. Unfortunately, of course, there was a coup in Niger, and the Nigerian junta said, you know what, we don't want to have these military bases in our country. And they'd gone to issue eviction notices. Well, the Nigerian government has the option of allowing these military bases, if the reports are true or not. But we don't know. We don't know. Already several groups are calling on the president to reject such an idea. For instance, northern leaders are warning that the current administration should not allow the United States and the French to site their military bases in Nigeria. Now, the northern leaders addressed a letter on the 3rd of May, dated 3rd of May, to 2024, to President Bola Tinubu at the National Assembly leaders, where the northern elders urged the federal government to resist such a pressure. That letter by the Northern Elders Forum, or the Northern Leaders, rather, stated that the US and France are lobbying Nigeria and other Gulf of Guinea nations for defense agreements to station troops previously in Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger. Gulf of Guinea nations are primarily those countries that share the coast with the Gulf of Guinea. Nigeria, Ghana, Togo, Benin Republic, Sierra Leone, Cote d'Ivoire, and that's the Gulf of Guinea. Now, Northern Leaders are worried that Nigeria might agree to join this defense pact, which they say will jeopardize the security and defense of the country. I want to ask Dr. Kachanunju if he agrees or not with the Northern Leaders' view. Good morning to you, Dr. Kachanunju. It's good to see you, sir.
Thank you very much. It's very good to be here. I'm happy you're having me. Like you said, that question is not new. It came during the Olusegun Obasanjo administration. And then Obasanjo inherited General Mukhtar. Mukhtar was the NSA. Mukhtar did the same thing when the Americans were trying to host a base in Nigeria. Mukhtar rallied northern leaders to say no, because there were fears then that if Americans come here, that a lot of what they wanted to do them to in the north wouldn't work. It is not northern leaders that are saying no. It is the Fulani leaders. So better get your act proper. It's not the northern leaders that are saying no. There were no TV leaders in those saying no. There were no Hausas in those saying no. There are Fulani leaders saying no. And they have their reasons why they are saying that. But then, apart from that, we don't need a military base, because a military base here will put us at a disadvantage. The Russians will not see us as being in play. The current crisis which followed the Fulani war across West Africa, you've seen the French get sacked in places like Burkina Faso, places like Senegal, where the wall of politicians and the mandate politicians are asking the French to leave. The Fulani president, Macky Sall, ran to France. And of course, what you could see is Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger are teaming up with the Russians. One, they have done a military alliance, which has helped them to put a stop to the Fulani war across West Africa. That's the reason for that, what you call military cooperation between Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. What it has done, it has put a stop to the Fulani war across West Africa, which they call jihad, which in Nigeria is being called the farmers' herders' crisis. There is no farmers' herders' crisis. There is a deliberate action by elements of the Tabita Pulaku to seize land from indigenous Africans across the Sahel. So you won't need to get this in perspective. It's not northern leaders. Don't put it north. It's not. Okay. That's why you have Fulani leaders writing those letters and insisting. Yes, they like to call themselves the north. They are not the north. They are the remnants of our colonial bosses, because three people came to Nigeria. The first to come were the Portuguese. The second to come were the British. The last to come were the Fulanis in 1802. They were rejected by the Kanuris. They went to a place called Fouta Jalon. They were rejected by the Susu and the Mandinka. Then they went to a place called Fouta Touru. They were also rejected by the Mande and the Wolof. But they were accepted in Gober, Nigeria. And that was the 2 years after, in 1804, when Sarkin Bawa died. The Fulani then seized his son, Yunfa, and then set up a staging post in Sokoto and used that as a staging ground to decimate the House of Bokwe State. So now we have independence. The British left, the Portuguese left, the Fulani are here. And they have reasons why they are writing this petition, because they don't really understand what's going on. They don't also trust Tinubu, as you can see. All the promises Tinubu gave them, now that Tinubu is in power, Tinubu is acting differently. One, for the first time in 8 years, Tinubu has arrested a Fulani militia leader called Bello Bodejo, who was previously in Bauchi, but has now come down to Nigeria, to Nasarawa, to organize an ethnic militia, which, as the report said, was going to march into Benue. And that was the reason why the army arrested him and currently is under army detention.
All right.
So we need to look at this within the holistic picture of the wider security crisis across the Sahel.
Dr. Noluju, if we talk about the Fulani tribe, are we not in danger of generalizing and making an error of generalization? I don't want to say hasty generalization, because it's definitely not hasty, you know, but bearing in mind the fact that this is a multifaceted, multi-layered conflict we have in northern Nigeria, and it's not just about tribalism. We have religion infused with tribalism, infused with commerce for those who are headsmen. We have different, if you talk about Fulani, we have different kinds of Fulani. We have those who are from Nigeria, those who are outside, those who are victims, those who are. So are we not oversimplifying it when we just say, the Fulani are the new colonialists and all that want to take over? Sir?
You are looking for fine words to describe a very dirty situation. I am trying to describe it for you exactly how it is. Across the Sahel, there's a Fulani war. They are fighting against the Dogon in central Mali. They're fighting against the Kaka and the Paso in Gembu. They're fighting against the Hausas in Basari, in Sapana, in Dutsenma, in Emusa, in Maru, in Anka, in Dangubi, in Ensedo. They're fighting against the TV across Benue.
Yeah,
but they are there.
Dog, reason I asked, remember there was a dog.
You just say what is going on. Listen to me.
Yes.
You have had 8 years of ethnic cleansings across Kaduna State. You have had 8 years of war across the Benue Valley. How else do we used to explain it?
No,
the
reason I was trying to ask you.
If you want to solve the problem, call it by its name. Don't pretend.
Doc, I was asking you this, please. I was just going to ask, and I'm sorry to interject your flow of thought. We have Fulani who are even victims of what you're talking about. For instance, if you watch the documentary, I can't forget the Daily Trust documentary, on the crisis in northern part of the country, you realize that Nigerian Fulanis, native Fulanis, those who are in the villages up north, were attacked by marauding militia or headsmen or you would call it bandits. I don't know. And they themselves are victims. I even spoke to Shehu Sani, former senator, who was telling me about his village. He was attacked. He's a Fulani man. He's not attacking anyone. They're being sacked. They're being killed.
Yeah, but it does not hide the fact that the Fulani war in West Africa has come to Nigeria. If you don't prepare yourself, the war will affect you. So there's nothing abnormal that the war has come and is affecting them. The people doing the killings and the war are not Hausas. They are not Igbos. They are not thieves. They are not Ezo. So we need to put it in honest, proper perspective. It doesn't matter what ours is. Let us find a way to solve it. You can't solve it without being honest about what it is. Don't forget, at the very beginning of the Buhari administration, you were having the Miyeti Allah, you know, coming there to come to defend this crisis. They were calling it farmers' headers crisis. It was later on when we were able to say, these are no farmers' headers crisis. This is a pure militia action for land. Buhari, don't forget, Buhari brought his request for grazing reserve, we said no. He said cow colony, we said no. He said National Livestock Development Program, we said no. He now went into Ruga, we said no. He now came in again for grazing routes, we said no. All those things he was looking for were lands to resettle Fulanis who were escaping from wars in Mali, in Central African Republic.
Dr. Ruju,
so don't pretend. Don't paint it.
I've looked at a document. You look at documents for these policies. Okay, it doesn't say that they want to resettle Fulanis. You know, but
that is what it is. That is what it is.
That is not what it says. I have not seen anywhere in the Ruga policy document.
I have been on this issue for 12 years.
Yeah,
I got on this issue when the crisis started.
I'm just saying, Dr. I haven't seen anywhere in the policy document of the Ruga where they said it's a Fulani resettlement program. But let's leave that. Let's not move away from what we're focusing on here. Do you agree that the United States and Russia should not be allowed to host or to have their military bases in Nigeria?
Nigeria should not be turned into a staging ground for either the United States or for Russia. Because, yes, I know the US administration is having discussions, but that doesn't say Nigeria will agree and sort of fall into such. If you also understand our president, President Tinubu, he really has not become very strong on any particular policy. At the beginning, he was going to France. Later on, he said he will join BRICS. Then you're hearing this now about him reverting to the US and also to France. These things are stories and rumors, but I can tell you, if under General Mukhtar as NSA, we didn't agree to this, I don't see us agreeing to it. And that's why we're raising our voices right now.
All
so,
right.
But then I now have also tried to bring the truth about the real violence across the Sahel.
All right.
What did you do?
All
you
right.
tried to argue with
yeah.
me. This is not that. That is not
no,
that.
No, no, no.
Call a state a state.
Okay, Dr. Onuju, we want to go for a commercial break. When we come back, you said you agree with some of these Northern Elders, even NNPP and some other groups that are saying no.
I don't agree with them. They should stay away from me. They don't mean well.
No.
They never did anything.
Hold on.
Northerners were being killed
all right.
under this administration. Those people are not to be believed.
Okay.
What did they do when Northerners were being killed, massacred all across the North? And they kept quiet?
All right, Doc, we want to pay our bills. When we come back, I'll ask you why you think that Nigeria should not host the United States in a French military base. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Lagos, welcome back. It's still the Morning Crossfire right here on 99.3 Nigerian Info. My name is Kofi Bartels. And of course, we'd like to hear from you as we're asking a simple question. Should Nigeria host United States and French military bases? Don't forget that various groups and public interest organizations and public affairs commentators, opinion leaders have been commenting on a suspicion that they have that the United States and France are lobbying the Nigerian federal government in order to site their bases, military bases right here in Africa's most populous nation, West Africa's indeed most populous nation, Nigeria. We're asking your thoughts on that. You can call 0201-465-7190, 0201-465-7190. That's the number to call. Also, you can call 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. We're not taking calls on WhatsApp, but we can take your WhatsApp messages. We're not taking voice notes as well, but taking your messages on WhatsApp and on social media, X, Facebook, and YouTube as well. We're streaming live, by the way, on Facebook. You can go there and watch. That's Nigeria Info 99.3. That's our Facebook page. On YouTube, search for Nigeria Info FM. We're streaming live as well. You can watch. Our guest this morning is an economist and the director general of the Heritage Center Abuja, Dr. Kacha Onuju. He's been talking and saying a number of things on this, but this move, if it becomes a reality of this rumor, is not unconnected to the fact that the United States has had difficulties recently in the places where it staged where it had its military bases. And you have Niger, you have Burkina Faso, you have Mali. These are countries in the Sahel. The French as well. The French have had a military operation in Mali for some time. It's been an on-off relationship with the Malians. First, of course, it was a fight between the Mali government and the Tuareg rebels. And then you had the Tuareg rebels being overpowered by jihadist groups who in turn fought the Malian government, and they enlisted the help of the French. Don't forget the structures, the ancient artifacts and historical structures that were demolished in Timbuktu and other parts of Mali some years ago. It's been on and off. At some point, even the Tuaregs started had to join the Malian or government to fight the jihadists and so on and so forth, you know, the groups there. But you have a similar situation in Burkina Faso. They've been having difficulties taking on the terrorists, and you go to terror groups, and you go to Niger, where the United States had a drone base, a very key drone base that had about 1,000 United States troops. In fact, they had trainings for the Niger military, transfer of technology, transfer of manpower, capability. You know, it was a military cooperation, and the drone base was basically to make sure that it could sweep and cover the Sahelian region, the Sahara Desert, and all that, to ensure that onslaught of terrorists from the northern part of the continent and the Sahel towards the West African coast will be curtailed. Our guest this morning, like I said, Dr. Kacha Onuju has been giving us his thoughts. Dr. Onuju, I asked you a categorical, a straight question. You gave me a categorical answer. No. I ask you, should Nigeria say yes if this rumor, like you call it, is true, that the United States and France are lobbying the country to site their military bases in Nigeria? You're saying no. But I want us to look at, I want to ask you, why? Why do you think that this shouldn't be the case?
For very simple reasons. we're looking at the preliminary protocols before a major world war. The United States defense budget did prepare for a war this year with China. Now, China has now allied itself with Russia, and they now have an economic platform called BRIC. Historically, whenever an old power is about to lose it, it normally tries to stop such progression through a war. So the United States would not just fold its arms at the unwritten rise of China, the way China is rising. Russia is not the problem. China is the problem. China is today in alliance with a lot of world powers. And within 24 months, they're already having a bloc as strong as 40 to 45% of the entire world GDP. So this is not a small game. And why is the U.S. fighting? The dollar as a valuable reserve currency has been fraudulent. And the United States has maintained the dollar standard through wars, through violence, through assassinations of leaders. And we think we should move to a new world order where competition based on the two trading blocks, in this case, the dollar block, and then the BRICS standard. I think that makes a lot of sense. Now, Nigeria getting in, it's bad. The best we can be is stay non-aligned as we've been before. But if we must join, we must lead in BRICS. But because of the way our leadership selection was brought about by the mistakes of the Buhari administration, and that's why you see the government could feel a little bit challenged and may want to ally itself to certain powers to gain legitimacy. But I think right now, Nigerians have accepted the Tinubu administration. It should sit down and do work. And I can see it's doing quite a lot of good works. Security-wise, I've seen them do quite well, but they still need to do more. It needs to restore indigenous people who are currently living in IDP camps back to their lands and their communities.
All right. Okay.
So I believe this is not proper. We should not allow the U.S. or anybody to turn Nigeria
into... Dr. Kachin Onuju, yes. So are you putting down the possible request or lobby of the United States, the lobbying of the United States and France to have the military bases stationed in Nigeria and other countries in the Gulf of Guinea area? You're putting it down to basically a battle between the United States and China, with Russia somewhere in between, and you're not putting.
That's what it is. It's not a battle between. That is the truth.
Okay.
Regarding
But the U.S. has had a 1,000 man strong military drone. Drone base in Niger for some time now, and that
you are talking about the largest drone base in the world.
Yes.
It is owned by the United States government.
Yeah.
It has 1,720 personnel. It came about after Nigeria refused to, under the Obasanjo administration, the same thing. The United States came to lobby to have alliance, blah, 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 blah. And they're talking about the African,
All right.
Blamed against it. And it was agreed that no, we do not need them. They should go away. And we should not even entertain the Americans. And because of that, not entertaining the Americans now went to Niger. And that was how they were able to set up the drone base in Niger. Good. They've been in Niger. But what does the drone base in Niger do? It does spy on Nigeria. It does spy on activities across West Africa. So, and who is in Niger? Don't forget, Niger is populated 54% by Hausa. The Tuaregs are 11%. Fulanis are 6%. The Kanuris are 5.8%. And the Shuas are about 0.4%. So, the coup you've seen is still a Hausa-dominated coup in Niger. And don't forget, the Hausas have been put down not only not in Nigeria, but also in Niger. So now that they've done this coup and they have power in Niger, they are 54% of the country's population. So they are trying to restrategize themselves. This, for me, is a historical thing. It is historical because all this we're discussing now is possible because of the coming of Russia. Russia is a power. Once Russia is there in Niger, in Burkina Faso, in Senegal, in Mali, but nobody jokes with them.
Yeah, but Dr. Uju, this U.S. Military base, the 1,700 strong man military base you talked about, was a huge investment by the United States government, $100 million, and what they were there to do was to target Islamic State fighters and fighters of Al Qaeda affiliates like JMIN, who are operating in the Sahel, and that is in the strategic interests of the United States of America. So
is that is what they said?
Yeah.
That is what they said. But then you can also look at the other side. Who are the promoters of this Islamic Jihad in West Africa? Have you asked yourself? Who are they? They are not Yorubas. They are not Igbos. They are not Hausas. So who are the people? Who are the promoters? Who are the godfathers of this same Islamic terrorists across West Africa? They are not Efix, they are not Ibibios, they are not Ezo people.
Okay.
That's one thing you must ask yourself.
All right.
Who are their promoters? So you can now understand, if the U.S. say they will fight these people, then a group comes say, no, we don't want you here. Look, there are things the Nigerian government must consider if they can trust the U.S. Because there is a war raging across West Africa. Who are the people who are owners of that war?
So
ask yourself.
Yeah, wouldn't it, Dr. Donoghue, wouldn't it be in the best interest of Nigeria and other West African states in the Gulf of Guinea Axis to have such a military base? Because if you look at it, Nigeria is struggling to even deal with its internal insurrection or an insurgency, in the northeast and northwest part, and even north central part of the country. Boko Haram was technically defeated, but Boko Haram is still a thing today. Apart from Boko Haram, you have the ISWAP and other splinter groups in north, northeast and northwest that have taken over swaths of land, in the country. In fact, some of these groups have kidnapped, Nigerians left, right, and center. It was the United States that came to release one of its own citizens in Zambeza Forest or some other part of the north. So is it not in Nigeria's strategic territorial interest to have such a base here?
Well, that's exactly why I'm asking you the questions. Who are the people who are responsible for this insurgency across West Africa?
All right.
It's not a Nigerian problem. Don't forget that. It is a West African war. So it has not bettered in Nigeria. And then you are now seeing people campaign against whoever say he will come here and fight them. Well, my question is, what has the French done? I don't really like the French, because the French has an inherent interest to have us destabilized so that we do not become who we should be. They continue their new colonialism. So I don't want them. But the people you're talking about, the Northern Elders Forum of Northern
Northern leaders, not
they lack credibility.
All right.
They don't have the credibility. We thank them for bringing it to our notice. We knew about it. It's been going on for a very long time. Since when America could not set up in Nigeria, it went to set up in Niger. It's been looking for an opportunity to come to Nigeria. I don't see that opportunity. Only the Nigerian government can decide this. What I have is an opinion.
Yeah, so
I don't think it's a good thing for us to give our country as a base for superpower.
I asked you, you talked about the ongoing, instability from the Sahel across different countries that, share a common Sahelian region, Nigeria, Niger, Burkina Faso, Mali, even Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana have had some instability in the northern part of those countries. And I'm asking you, is it not in the strategic military interests of Nigeria, security interests of Nigeria, to have this such a base, this support in the country? Imagine having $100 million.
We can have such a base, but we cannot trust the people who previously failed us. This is just my issue. Those bases are important. If you want to fight the insecurity across the Sahel, join the Sahelian countries who are already in a military alliance, and that is Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger. Join them. Share intelligence with them. Because it's the same war. I said it earlier.
But, Doc, the
there
situation
is a colony
has...
war across the Sahel.
Doc, the situation has gotten worse since the juntas came on board in Burkina Faso. We know what happened recently where Human Rights Watch released a report. Let's not go into that, of a massacre of civilians. But we know that the junta in Burkina Faso has struggled to contain the insurgency there. We know that the junta in Niger, they've struggled to contain the insurgency there. We know that since the French pulled out in Mali, it's not been easy for the junta there as well. It's getting worse in those parts of West Africa.
Because the French also have their pies in destabilizing the region so as to make a good reason for them to continue to stay. I don't think our salvation rests in the hands of foreigners. It rests in our hands, understanding, sharing truth. Like I've told you earlier, ask yourself, who are the people doing this? They're not Yorubas, they're not Igbos. It's a Fulani war across West Africa. So who are you going to listen to?
All right.
Only West Africans can think about how to solve this issue. That's what I'm telling you.
All right.
Not foreigners.
Okay.
If we want to get to it, boom, join the alliance that is now working.
There's already ECOWAS. Doc, there's already ECOWAS.
ECOWAS is ECOWAS, the toothless bulldog. ECOWAS was there. ECOWAS could do nothing. ECOWAS was there. And the Fulani said they were doing jihad in 2023. And ECOWAS didn't do a thing.
You keep saying Fulanis, and I did tell you that you're generalizing, and that is not too...
I am not generalizing.
Doc, you are.
I am not.
You are.
Because listen, you have a problem. You have been intimidated not to speak the truth.
No one has intimidated me.
I don't have a problem, you do. Mine is to speak the truth. What is the problem? Who are the people doing this? If you have to get to the root of it, call the spade.
Doc, if you say the Fulanese, it means if you say the Fulanese, it means you are saying all Fulanese. You are putting everybody.
I didn't say all Fulani.
You can say some
if
groups.
If there are Igbos doing IPO, does it mean it's all Igbos?
Good.
If there are Yorubas doing Elana or Modua, so say they want Yoruba Republic, does it mean it's all, so you,
but,
all Yoruba?
But you,
if there are Kanu,
yeah, but you call them
Boko
IPOB.
Haram. Would you mean it's all Kanuri?
Doc, you call them
don't
IPOB. Doc, you call them IPOB. You won't call them Igbos. The Igbos.
Fine. In this case, the elements of Tabita Pulaku,
thank you,
and Gandokoi are all Fulani militias. This is what it is. If you see the Egbesu doing things, they are his own. If you see Elana Omodua saying they are fucking for Yoruba Nation, they are Yorubas.
But you won't say
if
all Yorubas. You won't say all Igbos are IPOB.
Yes, sir?
But you won't generalize, say all Igbos. You will say IPOB.
I am telling you, if the Igbo leaders needed to get their own, what that meant was simply Igbo youth formed a group called IPOB to behave in the same way Yoruba youth who formed OPG
were doing. Let's not get into that. Let's not get into that.
Militancy and Igbos were doing.
Doc, let's not get into that. I want to pick a call.
But you're not going to run away from it.
Yeah, I'm just saying don't generalize. That's all I'm saying.
Because you don't want people to know what's going on.
No.
You must mention it.
I'm saying that if we generalize, you're now putting everybody together, even those who don't know anything about it.
You must mention the people.
So mention the groups. Prof, because even Fulani, Prof, even Fulani are victims of the insecurity you're talking about. Even Fulani are victims.
The fact that some Fulanis are engineering
I like the way you use some.
Don't run away from some. The fact just because everybody
you,
don't like what
thank
you
for
say.
I like the way you use the word some, Prof. That's very good. Let me go to the phone. I'm sorry for keeping this caller waiting. Hello, good morning.
No problem. There's no problem, Coffee.
Yeah, welcome.
Good morning. Banago Mohammed Ibrahim calling.
Good to have you. Please go.
Thank you. This topic, Coffee. For me, when it was brought up, I think it is something we are going to look at it holistically, dispassionately. I said, okay, this is what we are going to deal with. But unfortunately, Mr. Cash, which I know him very well, brought his, you know, let me not use that word, maybe his tribal.
Please. No. He's giving his analysis.
Meanwhile, Yar'Adua was a Fulani person. Today, people are celebrating him. Sheikh Usani, you just mentioned, a Fulani person. And do you know, when you people were having this discussion, I had to go back to where these people who disagree with this initiative, I discovered it was many civil society organizations, some of them are not even Fulani people. Just that the paper presented it to us that Northern leaders. But I discovered that many people disagree.
Thank you very much. Thanks. So
finally, Kofi.
Answer our question.
Finally, Kofi. We don't want America and France will not just come and give you a free cake and thinking they are coming to give you any free gift. We don't need it. We need to strengthen our security architecture in Nigeria.
Thank you
that
very
is
much.
What I believe.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time. Our guest is still with us. Dr. Kachuri, please stand by. I want to pick a few more calls, then I'll come back to you. 99.3, good morning. Yes, welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome. Your name and contribution.
My name is Alcine.
All right, welcome.
And I am from Kaduna State. What the doctor is saying, your guest is saying, he's right. Some Fulanis are the ones causing all these problems. And I tell you, a lot of Hausas do not agree with them, or some Hausas also do not agree with them, because there is one Kaltum. She's a Hausa woman. She has been on the vanguard. She's been on the protest, always bringing out, dishing out stories, I mean, information that the Hausa should stop, should make sure that...
All right, that's not our focus this morning. I want you to tell me, do you think...
No, what he is saying about is our focus, what the doctor was saying about the Fulanis are the ones causing mayhem, particularly in northern Nigeria. They are the ones, they are not... It is
no,
not
the thing is, I like the way you started, Zini. You said some.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So yes. I like the fact that you say some. If we look at the conflict in Mali... You realize that it's multifaceted, but you said some. Now, we're looking at military bases. Do you think that Nigeria should open up its borders to the U.S. and to the French?
No, I also don't agree that we should open our borders to the French and the U.S. because, like what is happening in the, what do you call it, in the French countries, South and African countries that are French-speaking, you can see how France has dominated them, but they are trying to get out of it. And then they don't come to a country free of charge. It's not. They have something that they are looking for or that they have gotten. It is, there is no free lunch anywhere. Americans don't come to a country for free. They will not. So I don't agree with the fact that they should invade our military base. No.
Thank you very much for your time. Good to hear from you. Doc, I'll come back to you shortly. I want to take another call. 99.3, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Kofi.
Yeah, welcome. Your contribution, please, very quickly.
Mr. Zuboli, see, Mr. Kofi, I love the back and forth between you and Doc this morning, but please, nothing should make us allow Nigerian borders, as in to be open to the Russia or the U.S. to come and set up their base. I don't support it. It's wrong.
Right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Mr. Boli, thank you. I'll use your wine to celebrate. Okay, Dr. Nuju, how should Nigeria approach this if a request is made? Bearing in mind that the United States has a strategic relationship with Nigeria. We have a lot of interests. And we don't want this to backfire, where Nigeria is meant to suffer at the end of the day, even France. How should Nigeria approach it if that request is made officially or formally? Sir?
Nigeria has rejected this before. Nigeria will reject it again. But then, as they said, because it's not good for us to make ourselves a target. If you now put in U.S. and French bases here, the Russians will target Nigeria. The next thing, you start looking for disgruntled officers that will do coup. Because that's a new game now in Africa, and we don't want that. Let the U.S. and the French people go away. Let us sit here. If we want to fight this war across the Sahel, let us do our intelligence cooperation with the countries that are also affected with it, which is Burkina Faso, which is Niger, Mali, and we will move and do this. But do not forget that the crisis in West Africa didn't start today. It started from Central African Republic, then it moved to Mali. When they came upstairs to Nigeria, they asked for land. Siswan didn't have land to give, and they tried to kill him. Remember, under Goodluck Jonathan, then a war started in Central Mali. From that Central Mali's war, there was a coup, and those doing the coup didn't want Goodluck to come in again because they thought he was not sincere. And then Buhari started trying to take land
all right.
from all over
Dr.
Nigeria.
Doctor, we'll look for a day.
That
I think
is our problem.
I think I need to invite you. We look for a day. We look talk about the crisis in Africa, the Fufu day, and all. There's a history. We look at all that. I think I look for a day to invite you. But Dr. Nigeria, thank you so very kindly for your time this morning.
Thank you very much for.